the revenue information?
Information came from all of us, but it was also dated by him. And then we took that EO information to Bernadette to align.
Bernadette gave him some of the very outdated
information.
I don't know.
Completely. He's going to kill me. There's a young man out there who is in my office as a messenger driver. Right? I'm not sure what to say. Oh, assistant admin officer. We try to change and pay every post. But it's just the truthful is one of the lowest paid in the department. We are trying to make sure that it becomes, we cannot have a level 3.
Just
in the department.
What is that?
It's the parliament.
Is that not voting, Jonas? No, Jonas, no, you can't do that. Because, I'll say to you again, find out what is that. Because that indicates a vote in that one.
No, we can't trust
you. Phone said to
you.
Sorry, in-house arrangement. When you see that blue thing, you must know the GA is causing problems to the house. So the ASC must call his forces now. No. But God, I will tell us.
Thank you, Chairperson. That's Sintuam Goyam. We'll soon be telling what he's doing, but he's placed in my office.
Well, he's not the chief of us.
No, he's not. In my office, and we'll run when people will talk to you. Okay. Uli Zen Job, I think you know her. Uli Zen Job. She's not on my
delivery.
She was placed in my office. She's assisting me, but she's basically started the moment at all sessions until the end of the year. We are reviewing that position as well. Okay. Chairperson, the minister has touched on a number of issues that were in my introduction, but if you don't mind, I will go ahead anyway. But before I do that, I thought I should inform you that we will play a relay. But the relay will be very good, because while we will try to rehearse it until early hours of today, we're still working together. And it's synchronized, you'll see, so that we don't waste your time. And I understood the fact that you said last time, the presentation was far too long for members to ask questions, but we are prepared to be here until the relationship is going to. Chairperson, the merger of the two organizations, the Sports and Recreation and Sports Commission, has been an issue that the minister touched on, so I won't dwell on that. But in that process, you'll notice that staff had to replace external staff from the Sports Commission. And you had placements and then secondments of staff, also for the office of the minister. As some of the staff in the ministry were allowed to be absorbed into the structure, in the infrastructure in the department. And because of that, there's a whole question of placements and so on. Okay. Created a situation where, as you had the minister say earlier, that some staff were disgruntled, especially there are a few cases that are still remaining. Fortunately for us, some of the staff members applied for different posts and were placed at higher levels. But there are just a few cases of people who have not been fully happy because of the post commission. They were getting a higher housing allowance, a higher medical aid, and they are still disgruntled, which is why we are worried about the bargaining chamber not sitting, because those processes have to solve the bargaining chamber. And we simply have domestic unions in the organization who are prodded to come to the post. But for some reason, they are not playing. We do not know what's going on. Whether staff are satisfied or not, we don't know. But we are trying to push by all means that before this year, end of this year, not the financial year, the bargaining forum should have set out those cases that are still outstanding, sorted out, finally. There are different systems in both Sports Commission and SRAA. Being integrated and we're developing at least one system, you will see where asset management that we've now been able to deal with those issues, that we align assets into one department, so that there is no two departments, but just one. The process of having, after the departure of Denver in June 2006, you had Dr. Pata acting DG, why. And that was Mrs. Suzanne and Greg Frederick. Greg was responsible for line function, while Mrs. Suzanne was focusing on the placement process and corporate service stuff, including legal services, HR, and so on. All those issues allowed for a situation of lack of direction. Well, I put it this way, lack of leadership in this way, because we are two leaders trying to run an organization and really not having platforms where they can sit together and then collaborate on some issues, even though they work well maybe as people, but on a study together, that was not conducive for the organization. So we had one head doing this and then another head doing this, and sometimes not finding one another. The fact that the department had moved to new offices allowed for a situation which led us to qualified offices as well. Because assets which had to be written off, some things were found sitting in storages, and things could not be found when the auditor general team was there. Because documents were still sitting in boxes in storerooms. It allowed for a kind of a vacuum where documents and boxes that were needed for the audit could not be given in time. Contracts lost, for instance, and not found for similar companies and issues and so on, which created an audit. Security being a problem in the sense that the organization today, although we are picking up security, assets were lost in the process of moving to new offices. Whether they were left that side or were not received in the new offices is a question that we're still investigating. What really happened there? And that security is still an issue for us today. But in the process of appointing an internal manager, security manager, we should interview the rest. We shortlisted, but we are going to be interviewing soon for internal security manager, so that at least we're also beefing up the security system, because at the moment we are so vulnerable in the department that anybody could walk with a gun and would not be detected. And would come out with a laptop and not be. You can go in with the old one and leave with a new one and nobody would know. It's those kind of security issues that we still have to make sure we beef up and work on. And with the assistance of internal audit, we are busy working on those systems in IT. After that, with the CTAS, to make sure that the whole fast tracking of putting systems and cameras in the department is done ASAP. Well, you have a new structure which has now grown so big that it has moved. You have now about 177 post fields in the department. And it's still growing. It started with the creation of new two units that were not there before. Sports science, and we now have a zone 6 support team that exists for incorporation for the game. So you can see that there's more happening in the department and movement that we need to keep the committee abreast of. This has been a period of trying to control these both departments and begin to emerge with one department. I've given myself a target of the end of the financial year that the after them syndrome would disappear in the department. And for that, we are making sure that teams have gone out to team building themselves, have a discussion. We are trying by all means to say, if it doesn't happen, I'm sorry to say, Chair, that if that does, I don't meet my target, which is March, some people are not adjusting, might have to be helped out. It's an unfortunate statement to make. But if things are not changing, we cannot contain and keep the situation in an impact that's not moving forward. We need to begin to see who we can retain and not. It's those kind of tough decisions that would have to be taken at the end of the day. I will now allow you to go on to deal with issues of corporate services, and from then you will see to go very small, because people will just, as a slide, saying, so will the people. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members. In our last appearance in the portfolio committee, we said we would fill all the vacant posts by 31st May. I'm not changing that statement. Maybe when the members are asking questions, we will be able to address those issues. But what is done now is just to put a picture in front of the members to see how things are with regard to team of positions in the department, because we know that the human resource element in the department is very important, because it is the element that will drive and
one all level 3, one level 5, and one separate them, we'll be able to provide that information. In our department, levels 1 to 2 do not have track level, and our group members will remember that we are in line with other departments as well. Those levels were phased out a long time ago. The second level is level 3 to 5.
You think which level to say?
Level 1.
1 and 2?
Yes, 1 and 2.
Okay.
Yes, level 1 and 2. And then level 3 to 5. I just want to actually allude to the fact that the GDS said level 3 also. Other departments are trying to stay out that level. There are very few departments like the police and us and correctional services that reach those levels. But we could give an information there to say the number of folks that we have in level 3 to 5, we have 60 posts, and posts that have 34 vacancies, 26, and we have one staff member in the stand to the establishment. Level 6 to 8, we have 45 posts, 27 are still 18 are still vacant. Level 9 to 12, 78, 37 posts are still 41 are still vacant, and 3 are additional to the establishment. Level 13, 16, that is director, level of the director general, or the level of the director general of the 24 posts in total. And I think some of those positions, I think for the union, are audited in that number. And then we have 14 posts still, 10 vacancies. The total number of posts that have been is 207, but we have also given a total of 267 for November.
231
for November. Because initially we were working on the numbers until October, but when we knew that we were going to present on the 6th of November, we decided to update. In total, we have 15 staff members that are in the staff team, with a total of 64 at the moment. Thank you, Chairperson and members, but I said we really need to take questions, follow up questions on why these vacancies are still not filled. Beyond the set name, as we have promised, the portfolio promised in our last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Before the time is over, members, questions on the comprehensive. I have a question, but I will ask members a question. Donald and Ricardo.
Yes,
just there, Donald.
I'm getting old, Jim. It's good to see that the vacancy rate is dropping. So I think it's very, very good to see. But if you look at that list there, you know, excuse the language, but it seems to me as if we have many Indians and many chiefs and fewer Indians here. But in other words, if you look at, and you just said, levels 9 to 12 is from where to where? Directors. Do you understand, Chairperson? Now, many of, most of the people are sort of on top. And normally, we have a lot at the bottom and more on top. But, you know, I don't really know whether it also happens in other departments, but it just, to me, looks funny. By when, if it's also March next year, will that vacancy rate be something of the past?
Yeah, I think one just wants to know what are the reasons for this feeling this vacancy is so long, don't you get the correct applicants, or what is what? Because if you look at the unemployment rate in the country, you get graduates who are sitting at home and all those things, so what is what here?
Thank you.
why we still have vacancies is that the filling of vacancies is a continuous process. For example, if we advertise the post of a deputy director, and there's been an assistant director who's been sitting in that position, in a position of assistant director, say for 6 years, and if that person applies for that job and he or she gets the job, then there will be a vacancy again. That's why I'm saying continuous. Because in the process, it was an opportunity for our staff to grow in the organization. Those that were on level 5, if there was a level 7 position, they would apply, and some of them, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them would get that position, but it would still create a vacancy. And the second question, also I think it's related to the first one, because there are many graduates out there. Why are we not filling the vacancies? We are filling the vacancies, but we will also realize the fact that there's been an added structure in the organization. There's been an added structure. The DG mentioned that we now have a Zone 6, the office of the Secretary General of the Supreme Council, and we have to provide staff for that office. So we have to take some of the staff in the organization to go and fill those positions. We also have a project office of Zone 6 so that we can be able to deliver the Zone 6 change next year. So there were new vacancies again, which were not reported in the last meeting. Also, the sports science, which is a new component again, so there were vacancies there. So some of the people who moved from other posts to the newly created positions created vacancies or a vacuum in the positions in which they occupy. So filling of vacancies, honorable members, is a continuous process, because there is no way that you can say there will never be a vacancy. Recently, we had a chief director, strategic management and executive support, Greg Fred. He resigned. He created a vacancy there. And there is no. And last week, we had a lady who retired from the public service in our department. So that person has created a vacancy. One person resigned last week. Then it's a continuous process. But if we can go back to the details of when these posts became vacant, we will realize the fact that the sports department has been filling vacancies quicker than any other department.
Can I ask for yes, my question? Chairperson, you know it's a fact that we received a qualified report this year. Now, these vacant positions, did it perhaps contribute to that fact?
One resolution.
report yet. It's starting from the 31st March 2007. But yeah, the annual report is 2006-2007. Now, I want to check between 2006-2007 because I want to check whether the relevancy of the pressure that is raised by people who issue the money. I will just check. Yes.
Why the new people is that some resolutions that will exist in the resolution are not necessarily just the resolution. I can't say, I'll just quote one example of this crucial consent. We don't see it as a resolution because it can't say the forest numbers. So some policies are not really reported as a resolution. In the fact that we can move from one department to another, they report it as transfer.
On your
Baba, it's just a thing. I think on that note, if somebody is moving from one department to another department, that means the task that she's been executing in that department is less vacant. No one is doing it. So that's why we say Donald Lee was saying he didn't that contribute to the qualified audit because there was no one that the task.
The issue that was raised. No. Yes. you see, the issue that we must check the question of the human resource. How is it taken probably to overall smooth running of the system? Now, if somebody is suspect, yes, he's doing something, but he's leaving a gap in the job when he is supposed to have been at the time. And that unfair results a gap. So it's not a unfair, and then we should just treat it as a nice unfair with no resignation. It's a vacancy that is necessarily created in the country. And therefore, is the question of the vacancy not necessarily causing these kinds of emphasis that the body can read. And then from the 2006-2007, how many people have left the department by transfer, by resignation, by death, or anything? That's not what. If you don't know, fine, there's no problem, but you just wanted to check because if seven people are resigning, three died, and then others have. Then you can see it's no more the 100% is impacting now on the whole thing. Whilst you can have the continuous program for employment and the advertising and all that, but the second phase of it.
I think you are correct. We didn't see those complaints in our report to see how many transfers and how many what is presented a report of income. And I don't think that you know negative affect the performance of the department and whether we treat those resolutions as funded or not. I agree.
Deputy Minister, thank you for coming. The absence of the deputy minister this morning was as a result of the time. So the deputy minister yesterday in a play with me, we talked about the meeting. And then I said to the deputy minister, no, we're having two meetings. We are going to start in the morning with the TFL because we're going to do a little bit of long as we see talent, the deputy minister must come at 2 for the department. So I will not talk other things that we have to find. That's why I'm the deputy minister. But the minister was here yesterday, and then he requested that he can continue with the meeting. So it was not in any way trying to snap you and all that. So I don't know if journalist must say, no, that deputy minister is running away from the committee now. It is not. It has been communicated to us, and then I don't think that it's a problem. We've got the first report of corporate service from the department, and the DG is leading the whole approach. But there are questions that we're going to ask, which are political. The absence of the minister would be opposed to those policy things, and then the deputy minister would be opposed to the Kula and the journalist, some other things. The NDA has been going on around the whole issue of the department. But on the issue of the employment vacancy, I just want to understand on page 27 of the annual report, page 27, on the table 3.1, employment and vacancy by program, the 1st March 2000. Maybe my math is not very well. When you check the total there, it's 207, then you check at the number of posts, says 117, then vacancy rate is 95%. You can't do it. Yeah, 112. Check, when you take 207, you subtract 112. And that cannot be simple by arithmetic. Can't make it, but yes, no, you can't be 95%. The rate, vacancy rate cannot be 95%. A rate will be related to a percentage. So there is a sort of an achievement. If it could be a number of vacancies, and therefore the heading will not be linked, and therefore, because when you talk about the link, now let us put it right, because here in this regiment it's going to go like this, but now let us put it right. What's supposed to be there? What's supposed to be there? Number. Okay, 95 posts. It should be a number, or vacancy.
Number of
candidates. Okay. Okay. But the one thing that I agree with the deputy minister and the minister knows, I agree. On this amalgamation of departments, is there anybody going to talk about this sports commission and the department? Is there someone going to talk about it? Or can we talk about it here on the committee? Or the greater fall of the human is of what is the only side. So we can talk about it. I want to talk about this the fourth commission. I have raised with the department. I have raised with the department. TG, I hope this matter of the fourth commission will be the issue. It has been a thing that has been haunting us as this committee for a long time. That it was never handled properly. Generally, openly, then it was never handled in the right way. And that is why from time to time it's creating it. And this is whether Lulu probably wants to be mentally correct or what, this has affected a large number of morality. Last number of morality, but when we were discussing this matter, I think the professor was very, 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 very many members of the department from the first committee completely disqualified, and not yet anymore. We've never raised the department and imagine leave
can run toe to toe with any other department when we have a group of people who are so disgruntled. But we have said it when the deal was brought to the police and were vindicated. He said, this thing of this post commission, it is not a thing that can do an honorable thing and handle it and let it go past. But the consequences of the post commission, I think we must do one. In a way, begin to let it go and rest. Because completely, I want to tell you, some of the things that are happening in the department is as a result of the manner in which the whole thing was carried. That is the result. And some of the things that, in my view, and in the views of many of the comrades, whether shifting by way of passing a comment or being taken to another department, is as a result of people not being satisfied with the subject. They're not satisfied with the subject. And the reality is, how do we begin to have a group of people who are satisfied, who live from their home and come here and say, I wish that I must go to work and work. When I have to come to the committee, I'm just excited. I feel like waking up in the morning, getting to my car. So are all these people that I get. But as soon as I am not doing the right thing, they will, all of them decide that, let me go to the alternative committee because it is not my thing. Something is not right in this. I want to be honest and deputy minister. We have to have something drastical to raise the morale of the department. We must do that. And so that we must have a crew of people that make part of us must work in a proper way and be sure. So ladies and gentlemen, but I'm not saying you say any other thing, but I'm just giving you my clear, honest observation around this issue. Thank you. Thank you very much for your report. Thank you. Yes. Oh, sorry, I didn't see. is this post commission thing complete now? Finished?
Yes, our station is finished now. The road commission department I work in.
The many of those people, or are they still
separate? Yes, there's about six staff members who are still disgruntled, mainly because of the medical aid and the housing allowance, which was above their almost any less than they normally would have held in the post commission. That's what I was referring to earlier, that the bargaining chamber needs to sit and then solve those issues once and for all, which is what we're not getting joy with the unions at the moment.
On the measure of the sports commission, and I'm coming to you on the measure of the sports commission and the fund, the set of the rules that were in the sports commission, would that have been a vertical transfer from the sports commission to this, or was it an intention that as soon as you get into the department, everything is abundant, you get into the department with the very same set of rules that are existing in the department? What was the understanding of those things? And the understanding qualities behind the whole mesh and how U.S. leaders in the department were existed. It might have the implication of that. The implementation could have probably had some problems. But what was the real thrust of the intention? How would you wish to see as it looked like on that mesh?
I trust that I understand the position correctly. Good afternoon to the members of the Board of Directors, and all members. Thank you. Chair, as you know, the history of this thing is the outcome of the municipal class thing that took into the whole restructuring. And process, we also have to relook at the autonomy from the fund that was given to us for reasons that I think is understandable. And I don't think it sounds very much out of line if I say that we are revisiting again and see how best that can we achieve what we want to achieve and also deliver to the people who serve.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
At the bottom it says they're including figures for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. It's on all those tables. At the bottom it says that. Now my question to you is, if it includes the World Cup, if it includes the figure for the World Cup, then what is the figures of the World Cup? Or for the World Cup? The actual figures.
Wendy?
Thank you for the correct
a question or a follow-up, because I want to...
A follow-up on the JADs. I didn't think something that's important to me, Chair.
No, you can follow-up, it's fine, because there are two questions from Wendy and McCord and yourself. Now, if it's a follow-up on what you said,
okay. You see, Chair, if you look on page 27, and you look at program 4.3.1, it says there are number of posts filled, 27. Number of posts filled, 30. Number of vacancies, 40. Now, Chairman, the question really is, 210 is just around the corner. It seems that if, are those 40 posts, do they have to do with the World Cup or what? Because if it is so, Chairman, those posts must be filled, the sooner the better.
No, we do not have 14 days in the World Cup now.
Commissioner, thank you. The Chief Director will pardon me for coming in to give a little bit better perspective. Honorable Mr. Lee, I think it's important we have the DG22 sitting there. He may be able to, with the permission of the Chair, give you a better explanation. I understand that that's the question. But when the World Cup was awarded, as unit was created in the department for the 2010 World Cup unit. Now, obviously, one didn't create a big structure to get the thing going. We were engaging at those times using the service of the Development Bank as a contract delivery agent and all that goes with that. So that we had an increase of warm bodies comprising that unit. And that was also something, and I think one has to say this here, which was not very understood, well understood by the newspapers and the public at large, because it was never understood that we lost the initial bid against Germany for 2006, and therefore, when we were awarded that 2 years in advance of the kickoff in Germany, we silently did our planning and we put things in place and afforded the Germans a moment of glory. And when the end was through, you will remember that we were able to say this is the first thing we've made. So, since then, till now, there has been a lot of changes, and certain functions are being performed by the National Treasury in assisting us. So there's a difference between the Daniel Down 2010 FIFA World Cup Organizing Committee, LOC, and what's going on there, so the city, and the unit in the department coordinating all these things. The one thing on the chairman just pointed out is that the annual report is a really handy document. But like with the vacancy rates, and I will just elaborate a little bit on disability and our target thing, it reflects what happened and what was the position as of the 31st of March of the year. So then, the chair, we've moved on. And this is, if you go back to the department today as we talk, not a true reflection of what the current status now. It is a true reflection of what the position was on the 31st of March. And perhaps just for the department, it will be helpful, Chair, in future, because it's dynamic and moves, to empower members more by saying, when we go through it by page, this was the position in the financial year under reporting. However, may we just point out that at the status as we speak today, this is the status, and I want to come to disability. Our target is, according to the government, 2%. I think we've exceeded that. We've exceeded that. But it's not reflected, because it was the position on the 31st of March. Chair, and I just point out something, that when we talk about disability, it's extremely challenging to find the people people with disabilities in your department. And you find, for instance, that we were lucky, we secured the services of one legal advisor, Mr. Mantata. But I mean, he's a sort of like, you see. And you find that, and we have to say that it's corporate sectors out there are also under pressure to have that, and you find that they come with a little salary. You're not continuously in a battle to retain not only the skills, but to make sure that you comply with the targets. The same goes with for the policy to retain the skills. How do you, Chair, this is the best I'm asking, how do you say to a highly skilled individual or a highly sought after person, if they get an offer from outside, from the corporate world, which we cannot match in government, it's just not there, how do you say, no, please be a patriot, not to be delivered back? We do that, we engage, and we say, please, stay, you need your expertise, but at the end of the day, they move on. So, Chair, if I may ask, I wonder whether, and I know the DG and the DG 2010, the Department 2010, and corporate services, they have it. They can tell you right now, no, this was the position of the financial year under review. But as we speak now, 2010, so many warm bodies are there right now, which would give you a better understanding. So many disabled people are there. If the Chief Director of Corporate Services say that we've exceeded the targets in gender equity and disability, it's one thing, it would not help for you to say, as we speak today, this is the position, so that you, as the committee, have a comparison. Okay, they've made progress in terms of this from the day of reporting. Lastly, Chair, I really humbly apologize for the devil at the printers that slipped in for the obvious errors in the year report. I really unconditionally apologize to the Honorable Committee. I trust that you will accept our apologies. This must be something that slipped in the middle of the night when we were printing this report. And we were under pressure to deliver on time. I admit that. I admit that from the Chair. But unreservedly, we apologize, and I trust you'll accept that.
I think now we understand the minister highlighted that he would be saying we should be dealing with this report in April. That means he knew that some of the things that are in this report have been improved, but he didn't say it.
I think Deputy Minister, you must train more when you go to print so that people don't come here. Train more. Train. Now, comment on page 40, skills development. One would like to know what kind of training is telling these people identified. Now, when we talk about training, what kind of training do we talk about? More especially, if you look at every staff, you say you want to develop and make staff better people. Now, what kind of things do we talk about? We also move on to the disabled. What kind of training do we give them to assist them in terms of developing them, the skills?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Again, I'm not going to talk to this report because what is on the report is what was at the time. But now things have changed, as the Deputy Minister said, that when we table this report, we also need to say what is on the table now. Skills development.
But
taken to the preacher? When is it taken to the preacher? In relation to the things that are in here to change. When are they changed? Because at a time when this is handed to the preacher, those changes must be effected. Because there are changes. Or, like, how do you submit it to the preacher so that it must reflect the old reflection wisely? There are developments that are taking place because I just want to say.
Thank you, Komachir. Thank you so much. You see, Komachir, what happens when you compile the annual report? It is for the financial year ending the 31st of March 2007. So you have to give the true status as on the 31st of March 2007. But things aren't happening. So since then, from April onwards, you employed more people with disability, you employed because in the next year, what we're talking about now will be reflected in that report next year. But what I'm suggesting, it would be helpful if we talk, this one, the true factual position on the 31st of March 2007. But I think it would be helpful to the Honourable Committee if the Chief Director, although this was a status correctly, since then till now, we have done this and this and improved, and we've employed so many, this is where we are now. These are the policies so that you can draw a comparison as to the progress from the 1st of April 2007 till the current status today. I think that would empower the committee more. Sorry, Chief,
it's a very unpeculiar method that at a time the work is done very slowly and the work doesn't go. But at a particular time, the work is so drastically done that at a time when the report has already been given, a huge amount of work which really commend the department comes after the report. And the report speaks about this whole bleak picture that has not happened. So it really one wonders why is the department doing such a deep job after the report. This is a great job that they've done, you're right, after the report. But one doesn't understand how that should happen. But all the same, I think it's really the best thing is from time to time that this was the situation as it is now, when it's in such a 190 speed to change this reflection and then tell us how does looks like now.
Correct. Professor, I don't think that I follow this, but one simple thing which is in this book.
Yeah, which
is in the book.
Yes.
And one expects a reply with only issue which is on the book.
Yes.
Not additional things.
No. And this is correct.
No.
I understand. They are speaking on the things that are reflected here. But they give us a bonus of the information. Same. Okay, and given this reflection is saying there is one person with disability, the reality of the situation, as we said, is going to be the increase in this one. They don't run away from speaking from this report, but they give us another information, which if it was reflected on this, it's fine, I think there's nothing wrong. But they would answer all things that we're asking them on this report.
Let me try and explain to the members again. The Deputy Minister, I first crystallized the women report for a year. You report within a second term, 10th of April, 31st of March, the following year, which is what is reflected in the report. The job of the committee, my understanding, which is oversight, was to ask questions, say, why was it not done then? So we focus our discussion on this current report and hold us accountable for that one. But what we've tried to do in our presentation was begin to talk to, for instance, if you look at the slide on the board, the total there is 207 and all still 112. But we then update you. We say, regardless of that there was the case in March, November 2007, the city where we have establishment now of 177. And we take that person right through the slide. This is the first slide. Through the slide, we give you the picture that you have in the book, and we give you the new picture, which is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to confuse committee members at all.
Yes.
Right.
But Jonathan, who are none of the actual things, when I ask questions, they are saying, yeah, you're asking questions correctly, so out of this, and you'll be answered out of this. But the added information is that, is what you're going to tell us that in this situation for now, because we're going to ask you, why, if you can't tell us that the situation, I'm going to say to you, if you, what are the plans for you to change from this situation? And to avoid that question, say, as it stands now, the situation is changed from this. To avoid us, do you have the transition to go further to go and get persons with disability and all that? Why is everything that you've already done? But the thrust of the committee work is around this question. But you must give us, you must not ask you, how are you going to move from this situation? You must tell us that, which is an added information that we are requesting from you.
Yes,
Mr.
Magic,
yes.
What you said is so relevant. You really want to know why the dramatic improvement in a short space of time. I think that is very, very relevant.
Yes. Cora? You know, Comrade, I'm trying to, you know, I think we are in 2000, April to March
2007.
2006, 2007. Now, the department, now I thought they are home contractors because now they are running in front. Next year when they will come and report on the issues which they've already given us.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Now, what are they going to report them? So they are going to give us plan for the coming year again?
Because we are going to ask them that and say, what is your plan to move out of this?
Now, they will share that plan. And even if they are saying to them, the Auditor General has made substantive claims on this report. How are you intending to go out of this report? Then that how is what they are going to tell us on how. Because we are not just going to leave them not to tell us. This. And they will be telling us something of the future of how are they intending to go out of some of the extreme of the idea, which is correct. And then they are giving us what they have done up to now. And then to avoid, what are you going to do in the future to go out of this trap, out of this? And instead of them telling us, they say, okay, this is what we have done. This is the work that has already been done, and then to improve on the work. This is what we have done up to so far. So they don't run away from any other report of the 2006-2007. But they run away from us asking them, how are you intending to go out of this program? They give us the information because we are going to ask them that.
Yes.
We got a permission to advertise 19 posts. And the advertisement of the 19 posts was done, and then interview were conducted and all. 5 months down the line, when those people had been employed and they got letters and all that, we have got 100 people coming into the department. We understand, and therefore, that is why it's going to have a rapid growth like that, and then see what is going on. Don't shy away from telling us. But if you raise it as a speaking to me, why is the department here Lala all the time? And then by this time, they just quickly run so fast in doing these other things. And therefore you have to explain all, so that you must know. Where here was a question of the delay around the advent and all that at the time when everything was done, and then you just increase this volume of people that you can do. That's all.
think she does a couple of services, shying away from what she had said before when we that there was a team of people who came across departments, including myself, to assist the department with their interviews. The panel was appointed externally. There was a team that also sat in the department, made of people from outside the department, who assisted the department with the placement process.
And the change manager, right?
Yes, and there was also somebody from GPSA who was deployed to the department to assist the change management.
Yes, that's what
so that's
was
said. It
is now making them to understand that, okay, all those efforts that you've done, resulted in you, this thing. But any other sentence, say, like what usually happens to municipalities. When it is the end of the financial year, then municipalities get all a lot of money from heaven and all that, they jump in there so that the treasury must, guys must see, other people being smart, but they jump the money into the so here we wanted to talk whether really it was a question of any other thing sinister that it went
through. And even the posts that are vacant today, you rest assured that we have advertised, and we are advertising more. We're even doing interviews on Saturday. That's the new cut, so we can close all those gaps and appoint people. But still, chairperson, there will still be a healthy balance of about 10% variance, because they will be moving all the time, whether due to promotion or attraction by the private sector, resignation, and all kinds of things. So people will still be always that calculus. That's why Usutu was saying earlier that there will always be that kind of shift in the department. So you can't say completely that there was no vacancy at this point.
Yeah, before she speak about it, did you want on this page, on that third table here, 3 points, no, 5.3, you see on the resignation, which is 72%, which was the resignation of 72.4%. Now, I just want to ask, what is the minimum vacancy percentage that is allowed in the department that see that the department can work on this? Because if a rate, if you take 100%, you remove 100% from 72, and then I say the department must operate with that difference, then that person will never be. But I just want to know now, if it is that a department really is running because of human resources, what is it allowed to do?
Chairperson, there's a misreading of that clause, of what that clause has said. It is 72% of the people who left who resigned. So if there are 10 people and take 72, 7 of them resigned, and then one of them retired, 2 transferred. That's what it means. It doesn't mean 72% of the whole department, but of the number of people who left.
8 out of 11,
that's right. And of the 8 out of 11 resigned. But a benchmark of the department at this point, according to the GPSA study that was presented to cabinet, we're sitting as a country at almost a healthy one is about 4%.
Per department.
It's about 4%. The vacancy rate is about 4%. But according to, we are being pushed up by some of the factors that are rising over. But if we benchmark against the world, I think we're selling 8% as a country. We're still too fine. Okay. One thing we said, Chairperson, very honestly, we don't have staff leaving the department. Staff are leaving the department. They are not leaving. No, we would never have had a proper Chairperson. I wish we had, but I'm hoping we'll get there. But the staff of the department, that's one thing I'm proud of. I worked in the department with staff once today. And if just things could be made better, which we are trying to do, we'll keep those staff longer.
Any other
thing that needs to be known to the public for vacancy is the fact that we have an expanded fund. And when the report vacancy, even if those positions are not there, if they are still not filled, we report them as vacant, even if it's a
saying that. These members are saying God is not being treated. But any person who can see that the document is a treat them will say this department is in the eyes. That's what it is. Surah asks, who is responsible for the performance information?
Just below that you see point 20.
the report that you gave to us from Kathy.
Then you will see the lack of performance information in the Auditor General Association. The department does not have any comprehensive with policies and procedures in place to effectively evaluate the monitoring and reporting of the performance. That is what is the matter.
No, what the government service chief director is trying to say, government has everything, but at that time, the department did not use the system that was available.
Why?
Because of the measure. The reason that I'm finding was that in researching that, because we had to raise the debt, because all that has been regarded as illicit. We're talking about 2.8 million of bonuses that was given to staff. And we had to raise the debt because we need to raise it, and somebody must say that. And the department based after the so the father can correct me. The bargaining forum went outside its mandate because performance was not negotiated with unions at any point in the public service. It's just not done. The bargaining forum negotiated performance because of the measure. Saying that because we are trying to define ourselves in this situation where we could move officers, where we commit all the council staff members and so on, what do we do now? The work has been carried on. We do not have the performance management contract. Customers are agreements. We should then manage quarterly. No written form, because when you do a performance management agreement, every 6 months, the first 6 months you do a routine report, which shows that there was a performance plan. The first one on the first quarter, which is June, is verbal. The second one is written. The last one determines whether you get a bonus at the end of the day or not. This is the final one at the end of the quarter. All those systems are not in the measure. There's no evidence that they were such a system. On the basis of what the union did, discussed with the department through Professor Daniel, agreed with the unions apparently. Even that, I don't see anything the gentleman put in, but it is implied that he had agreed with the union to give an 8% across the board. When he left, Dr. Pasha was acting. And was informed that there was such an agreement. So he signed and gave people an 8% bonus, which by implication implies that you get 8% for that year, and automatically you qualify for a 1% notch increment on your salary. So all those points have created an audit period and an irregular debt for this department, which must be recovered. And it must seem that staff are low. No, we've raised the debt. Which means we are in the process of recovering that amount. But a very difficult situation we are in, which I hope the committee could guide us. Do you now, which is what we must discuss now and agree to, whether federal or not, do you now take College of Levels and Force into Sports Recreation South Africa to create mutiny in the department by saying every staff member who benefited from that process must pay back? I'm sitting in that situation. Or should I say the people who signed and advised Dr. Pasha, to sign the thing, should then all of us pay. That's the kind of critical situation we're sitting in. There's only two options. For sure, there's no option, the money must be recovered. For us in the department, to either go for the top people who advise and sign, or to go back to the staff. For me, because I want to create stability in the organization, you said earlier we must get rid of the sports commission once and for all, and create one unit, which is one sports recreation for public. Should I disabilize the staff? And allow them to just run from the department because suddenly we want to get them to pay back 50,000 that they benefited. Or no, in such kind of difficult situation, it's not as easy as I said, but it's a difficult decision that must be taken. There's no compromise. And it means those people who left the public service, whose special pensions have been paid already, that money cannot be recovered. But then do you punish those who stayed? It's that kind of a difficult situation. I'm posing here because it's a real situation and I cannot hide it.
Who will that person? Is this the name, Ms. Norman?
Thank you, Chairperson and the members. I just want to add more on what the DG has said. It is not as if the manager of the game sat there and did absolutely nothing. The manager did have a discussion with the employees in terms of the performance agreement that had to be signed between the employer and the employee. And the challenge was that what performance am I going to be writing? Because the placement process was not yet over and done with. So then the second debate was, okay, write what you have been doing. And the, again, there was an argument there, which system are we going to use? Again, testing back to the placement system that was not completed. Because the system that was used by government was different from the system that was used by the Sports Commission. So there has never been a common ground that all resulted in the recommendation that there should be an average percentage for everybody.
No, that's fine. When we finalize the top decision, it's on those common grounds that I alluded when we started. There was never common ground. And therefore, how do you do a collective punishment and give it to those that there's no common ground? So those are some of the things that we have to do. And it's going back to what all of us as this committee say. This nation is not in the problem. It's coming back now as it is. And then from there, it should be this committee that condones those people which in reality from the way go were not in the scene of the problem. And I do not think that we talk about it, but I do not think we would be in a position to do that. But we talk about it. Because we were told in this matter.
Can in addition to the yes. Once we engage in performance agreement, we are including the union. So we can come up with something else here, but when they sit down with the union, something else will also come.
TJ, you are in a very difficult situation around this matter. But we are saying we're hopeful that it's a matter that we are going to complete and finish it and it must never come. I've been saying this to Dr. Pash, and it was always my answer. Dr. Pash, this thing. You're
just telling him in honest and very good. This is not
completely.
And even the question of the net, in our view as this committee, the way that you are exposing the people from the first position in the department, in effort, in the work that they've been doing in the first commission, and in many cases, far better than what is done for the department, because you're just giving them as people that should do resource that work as they're doing. They are not coming to the department as new people who are coming to the department who don't know the job. These things were done by them because the Sports Commission was dealing with people before. And therefore, the unfair manner in which this whole thing has happened is what is wrong. Let's get another
Oh, did Deputy Minister jump in? Mr. Chair, can I? Thank you so much. May I just suggest something? So the DG and the team has prepared a very thorough presentation, which I think is going to be very helpful to the onward committee. If they, perhaps, Chair, you consider to allow them to run through the whole presentation, because it will then also reflect, indicate on. We look at page 51, all of the general. It would reflect immediately what corrective actions has already been taken to address those issues. So perhaps a request from my side, something to come and share, afford them to run through the whole presentation and then take them section by section and interrogation and then come around that. Comrade Chair, I just also ask to you and the whole committee, we have another appointment. But I'm the stressor. So can I just give you 5 minutes time, please? Thank you for the check. Comrade Chair, but then the chairperson, who is my comrade and my friend, exposes me in room containment to cold weather as I become sick. I must not on an airplane give me different instructions. Take my office every in the morning.
That's okay. Let's check. Should we get the whole presentation, then we can ask randomly from the whole entire presentation, or should we take it this way?
program by program. Okay, fine. Let's take
Thank you, Shepherd, and the members. The client services, the clients in this case are the National Sport and Recreation Service Providers, or federations as commonly known. The funding part of it was given to SASCOP, that was 9 million, which really fell short to address the need.
Because when you see here on the listing, I think it's a very good one. It shows you the actions that have been taken around all these other things that are reflecting on the other report. But it's fine. Let's go on.
This is a common check with that advantage. We will keep on taking the department back.
That part is no problem.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we said the department must talk about the whole program so that when we ask them any other thing, then we don't take them back and up and back and up because they will shall have presented everything to us.
But here, if I may, with your permission, really ask the game developer to consider that, because should the department be opposed to go through the whole presentation, it would reflect. Although the Auditor General in the report said these things, these are the corrective actions already taken. So once it's completed this report and the committee then goes back to the interrogate section by section, a lot of these things should have been answered already, and then they can be actually engaged on. Why was it only done now and not then? And won't I like to be for then it will be answered? This is a very transparent document, this one. It's just telling you everything that I've done. Thank you, Dr. Chair.
Thank you, Shepherd, and the member. The section is primarily about the transfer of funds that have been given to national federations and the macro body, which is SASCOP, solely for delivering the multi-coded team to participate in international events representing the country. SASCOP, in the previous financial year, was given 9 million, and the national federations, in total 61, were given 13.7 million. And that money was given according to three categories: the administration, the transformation, and more medals, as well as hosting. But I need to conscientize the members that in terms of hosting, the money has been extremely minimum because of limited financial resources. The federations, those 61 federations, are divided into three categories. Those that receive administration only receive a total of 30,000 per annum. And those that receive transformation are not all of the 61 federations. It's the top 4, 12, 10 or 12 that is according to the criteria that was discussed with the national federations, and they agreed and owned it. The more medals is more of subsidizing them to enable them to participate in their individual international events. Other beneficiaries to the budget that is given to the department are SAFE, the minister alluded to its functions earlier on, Boxing South Africa,
and NGOs like Sports Trust for Love Life and Homeless World Cup, which was hosted in Cape Town last year. Then there are specific activities that the department does with specifically to Boxing South Africa and SAFE. That is ensuring that all documentation is in place for payment to be made, including the executive authority to approve their strategic plan. SAFE has already submitted it, and Boxing has submitted, and the minister made comments. It's taken back for corrections. We also liaise with the two structures on issues of audit. It was also recommended, for instance, to Boxing South Africa that they can share the same auditors with the department in an effort to try and address their limited financial resources. We also assisted the Boxing South Africa in the when they were doing job evaluation and amounts that have to be paid to their various employees. We also liaised with the National Treasury in an effort to try and assist the Boxing South Africa. The minister also made mention of that earlier on, where he indicated that there has been an agreement between him and National Treasury to give Boxing South Africa a certain amount to enable them to stand on their feet. One of the advices was how to go about addressing their debt in terms of receiver of revenue. That is all from the crime support, and I will hand over to finance.
National Federation, Madam said that there are 12 which transformation. I don't know whether I understood correctly. Which federations are those which were given money for digital transformation? The 12. Can you give that? And then the SASCOC, this amount of money, to which are the federations or whatever do they spend money to? And yes, so that one can see that this is where SASCOC is operating, so that we can get it from the host mother. This has been given to SASCOC, and SASCOC has accounted saying that this money has been spent on that area and that area.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. The SASCOC 9 million is not for SASCOC to get money to federation. It's for events that have been organized by the country, where the teams are sent outside the country by SASCOC, under the banner of SASCOC. It's not SASCOC that gives the money to those federations. Where your point is on the 61 national federations, those top 10. Which are those top 10 that they did out of this, which are the negotiation for transformation?
Thank you, Chairperson and the members. My humble apology, I don't have the answer list yet, but I can mention a few. What the department does is to sit with the federations and agree on the level of transformation on issues that add up to transformation that have to be addressed by various federations. The transformation is not only about race only. For instance, if I may make an example, the agreement that we have with SA Rugby was the issue of assisting SA Rugby towards addressing the needs of female participants in rugby. Also assisting the rural areas. And then you've got other federations like SA Hockey, which the transformation target is that of addressing the race issues as well as making the sport accessible to other communities, therefore programs in the Eastern Cape. And the issues like athletics, where they have projects that address transformation in terms of the rural communities. Just to quote a few examples, Chairperson and the members.
Thank you, Nama. Follow up, Cora, and then Jonas.
It's a pity that Nama does not have this, because one needs this information. When this federation comes here, we must be in a position to say that you benefited money from the department. What is the matter of this money? So that they don't run around circles to us. What have you done with the money? Because we don't see this transformation. And we the issue of transformation to us is also not an issue of racism, what have you. We say that if you say that you've got a transformation agenda, what is the program? When you started to implement it, what are the fruits of it in those areas? Because there must be time frame and target.
Thank you, Kora. Yes, Jonas. Comment on it? Jonas?
Yeah, Shepard. You know, giving money to these associations or whatever, you know, sometimes it means nothing to the people. The people still run to us, Shepard, to you and to me, looking for money. They want to go overseas or whatever to take part.
I sent them to the country.
And I said, no, then the answer is that I can show you a few examples of where kids who are top performers, couldn't leave the shores. At the end, it is about the people with money, they can take part. And people without money can't sort of take part. And therefore, I don't know how the department can assist people directly. And as a platform, we have somewhere have a fund to assist these especially school kids that we need to assist. They don't get money from these they don't get. But my plea is, Shepherd, although we are talking about what happened in the past, I believe we must do something for those kids. And the past, the department must help you. Really.
Okay. And let me keep speaking
and then we'll go over. Just I wanted to point to page 89. Page 89. Okay, I can report. 89. 89. Okay. At the end. It will give you a list of all the federations that have benefited from the country
as well. Between 2006 and
2007 March.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And what Anderson is working on is working on the issue of corporate governance within this definition. So the issue of transformation also there. His issue of the actual theory that is going to be the first thing.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add on what the DG said in response to the Honourable Member, before the money can be transferred to the Federation submits a business plan which stipulates on which programs or projects rather will they be using the money, and the department is obliged to go and monitor those. Over and above that, in terms of activities that Alison has been doing, is to ensure that there is that close relationship between the department and then the National Lottery Distribution Board, whereby we try and identify the possibility of double dipping in terms of national federations, but as well as ensuring to that the teams that are sent by the national federations are funded by National Lottery. But most unfortunate, the commitment that the federations have at certain instances is over and above the available resources. And I've mentioned the issue of sports cars there. Some individual cases are also referred to sports cars to assist. And when sports cars is requested to assist, we go back and check if those participants belong to legitimate structures of sport in the country.
Who is making a criteria for
Thank you, Chairperson and the members. There's a task team that is composed of representatives from SASCOC, the department, and the then Sports Commission. They sat together and came up with criteria that, if I may quote a few examples, of what national importance is the sport. If the sport wins or loses, is the country away? What impact does it have on the... Also, how accessible is the sport? In terms of accessibility, we're talking, is it expensive to run or is it easily accessible? And also the issues of how transformed, there are quite a number of factors that constituted the criteria. And when this was done, then the federations were given this criteria to evaluate themselves, that is award the points. For accessibility example, if it's 10 points, football, how accessible is football? Can it get 10 over 10? Is it easily accessible? Yes. Just need a level playing field, a ball, and a net. These are the swimming, not swimming, rather sailing, where the equipment itself is very expensive to buy. And the federations rated themselves, and a bigger forum was then invited to present the results. And those results were then accepted by the entire sporting fraternity. But it now needs to be revised now that we are nearing the cycle of Olympics. And we are in the process of revising that so that in the following financial year, if there is any change, then it will be reprioritization again.
If you look at the top, it's the nearest thousand, so it's in the middle there, or not. So, million or thousand. So, there was a corner that it is thousand.
The team delivery is 9 million.
On this slide, 2006-2007, which is that perspective, it's 9 million. The transfer is it's 2006 and 2007, it's 9 million. Half in 2006-2007, there is the contract is 10 million. Yes, now it would work. Half of this money is going direct to SASCOC as a 10 million. Half of Iberella, half of 9 million. This one was the 9 million given to SASCOC for team delivery. This 10 million was given to SASCOC as a bonus. I just want to know.
That's the situation. I think what happened when they prepared this money, the budget of 2007-08.
because the budget for federation has increased from 30 million to say 23 million to the Nyaren. So they took the wrong information, which is for the current year that we secured, and they included it on our annual report.
So the right
amount is 10 million.
10 million, that's correct. So then I said, yeah. No, for now, yeah. It's confusing. The wrong number. But you're saying the 10 million that we see here is the 10 million that has been given to Sanford for him to deliver. Sanford direct to Sanford. Okay, what's the end? If GG says that say, we are giving rural people 84 million, that makes sense. Very good. Rural, bias, politically correct, right, but where is the rural? Because one of the duties of this committee is to go there and say, GG, we went there. Then gave us the piece. Because now I've seen the number of apps that have been developed by the department. We are going to, because the requirement that I've seen, which is new for the city, that we monitor the legislation, the effect of the legislation, then we are also going to monitor the outcome of the plan. The list that is said of the federation that and people that have gone through coaching and all those other things, we want those things with their addresses and the name of those people, because when we do it at the top, because when we're doing the oversight, when we arrive in the food taking school, we must go there and find out what is going to be there and check. After that, the person that you're giving to that coach or a referee, what is happening now about that? So that we evaluate the value for the money that we're giving. Because I've seen quite a big number of clubs that I've given, but we were so the point that Makos is raising is exactly in relation to the way that we should do. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
I see when on the other beneficiary, Love Life. So I want to understand how much does Love Life get from the department or sports and nutrition?
Yes, absolutely.
Because but Love Life is getting money from various departments. Mm-hmm. And they also have the Kumi Toki also involved there. I don't want to just talk about this running but he is also there. Can we be explained how much? Thank you.
I would appeal to Comrade Kora. He will understand that the matter of livelihood is going to be a subject. It's a project of the African National Congress to make sure that livelihood is gone. And we are going to make sure. It's our project. And I'm leading that project of livelihood. But we'll talk about it. If you don't talk about it now. Because I have led it up to Pretoria, I have led it up to the minister, I have led it up to Treasury, the issue of black lives, but I'm succeeding. Respond to others, but not to
me. Thank you, Chairperson and members. When I mentioned rural areas, I was trying to illustrate that the agreement that the department and the federation get to in allocating the money for transformation. In terms of the report that is under discussion, it was the money was solely to assist the national female rugby team. But in the current financial year, the rural areas that have been targeted already is the clubs in the rural Transkei. And the discussions are on. Yes, Chief, I was going to mention Limpopo. And then thirdly, the rugby sent to schedule an appointment with the MEC for sport in Northwest. As soon as they have finalized the identification of the area, we'll take it from there.
Thank you. The expansion goes to an extent that, as we speak, without necessarily being appropriated, and then in this financial year 2007, there are negotiations going on in the Northwest for their roads, and that if they need be, the department will be able to assist in the Northwest, because now the Northwest will be organized. But in the 2006-2007, Northwest is not part of the
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Member. The next presentation is a summary of the expenditure for the department for the year ended 2016. This slide divides the expenditure per Program 1 to Program 5. Administration, which is basically the support services function of the department, had a budget of 83 million and spent only 44 million, and then there was an underspending of 38.7 million. Program 2, which is our current support services, had an allocation of 86 million and then used 81 million and have an underspending of 4.8 million. Program 3, which is our mass participation, had a budget of 166 million and utilized 150 million and had an underspending of 16 million. Program 4 had an allocation of 618 million and then they used 608 million and were underspent by 10 million. Program 5 has a budget of 5.1 million
and used 1.8 kilos and an understanding of 3.2 kilos. The next slide summarizes the reason for the understanding. If you look at the total allocation of 959, only an amount of 886 million was spent during the year. This represents 92% of the final appropriation. The reasons are that the compensation of employees was underspent due to the vacancies which were only filled in the latter quarter of the year. For example, FMS, people like the CFO, Chief Director, Mass Participation, Client Support Services, was only appointed in January. And most of the vacant posts were filled after the year under review. Wisdom services also due to the reason that there were no people to enroll our project, therefore operational costs budgeted for were not utilized as planned. Payment to capital also because linked to the reason of vacant position could not be utilized as planned. The audit opinion. In my opinion, this is the direct extract from the annual report from the Auditor General's report. In my opinion, except for the effect of the methods described in the basis of qualification opinion paragraph, the financial statement fairly in all material respects, the financial position of court application South Africa as at 31 March 2007 and its financial complement and cash flow for the year ended in accordance with the modified test basis of accounting determined by the National Treasury and in the manner required by the PSMC. The next slide, honorable members, shows you the reason for qualification and the action that the department has taken so far. The first qualification is in relation to the critical assets. And the action taken by the department was that all assets that were belonging to the South African Sports Commission have been now captured on the Logis Asset Register at the end of September. And then immediately after that, a follow-up asset verification was conducted during October to verify the information on the Logis system. The asset register reconciliation has been done and all assets have been properly classified. And then for now, as a way forward, all payments of assets are verified by the asset management section to ensure that all assets are properly classified. And SRA is now utilizing an asset register that is downloaded from the police teller system, which is the bus and logis interface system, which is linked to the logis, which is our asset management system. In terms of intangible assets, also the asset register reconciliation has been done and all assets have been now been properly classified and included on monthly. Employee compensation, I think this item has just been discussed. All these assets register detailing all these items including the date that they were acquired, the date the lease expired, and the company involved have been compiled and monitored on monthly basis. Receivables of the department which relate to the royalties that we receive for the usage of the mark. The International Monitoring Group has been informed to monitor the usage of marks and recover their royalty on quarterly basis as per our agreement. Other receivables, an amount which appears as outstanding of 164, will be written off in the current financial year during the year end process. Permission or approval has been obtained from Treasury to write this one off.
but maybe to share with the members, they know about this item, which is in relation to that Banabu case, which has been reappearing. So the government finally approved the platform of this case. This allowance Marcelina's account is being followed up on monthly basis. Accrual. For now, an effective accrual system has been developed and implemented to ensure that a fair representation of accrual will be made in the annual financial statement. Commitments. Also, a register has been developed and implemented to monitor and evaluate all the commitments and ensure that proper disclosure is done and there's a good commitment. Within services in relation to allowance paid to admit via tax support. All recipients, a list of recipients will be requested from the University of Pretoria website and from Transcorp, and a random verification will be done to ensure that the recipient actually receives the money. Internal control. Risk assessment has been done and a departmental risk framework has been compiled and is ready to be tabled for approval. Delegation. The department delegation has been reviewed to enforce compliance and to give a clear guide to officials, especially on thresholds of financial transactions. A detailed procedure manual is being developed to assist non-financial and financial officials in adherence to legislation. Training of employees. Informal and formal training is conducted in the company. Internal controls continue, less of asset management. I've already mentioned that all assets are captured on budget. Performance assessment. The 2607 performance assessment has been submitted and proper procedures for performance assessment are now followed. It also relates to the previous scheme. This authorized transaction not always authorized and performing terms of legislation. The department has a delegation. The departmental delegations have been reviewed and compliance will be enforced to give a clear guide to officials on how to handle financial delegation. Lack of human resource strategy. The human resource strategy is in the process of being drafted to ensure that staff are properly trained, evaluated, and motivated. Other methods, insufficient control over gifts. A gift register is maintained and gifts are properly stored and